This month, the Laramie County Library in Cheyenne hosted a series of events by Indigenous artists and speakers to explore Native people's concepts of illness and health. One speaker was Laguna Pueblo tribal member Lee Francis, who owns Red Planet Books and Comics in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Lee is also the CEO of the printing press Native Realities. His talk was about Native representation in pop culture. Wyoming Public Radio's Taylor Stagner met with Francis at a local watering hole in downtown Cheyenne to talk about the importance of seeing yourself reflected in the media you consume.
What's your favorite Native superhero?
I won't pick among my children that we publish, although I love them all. I have all my favorites. Arrogant Star's Super Indian is fantastic. It's the longest running Native comic book or Native comic series. She draws a new 3-panel set every Monday. She's moving on to the 3rd volume around Super Indian. It's funny, it's relevant, it works within Native communities. The things we produce or have produced, Tribal Force, The Wool of Jonesy, these are all great, both superheroes and just heroes. Tales of the Mighty Code Talkers, so the Code Talkers are some of my favorite Native superheroes. I've always said the Code Talkers are superheroes. They have a special power, their language, that they have to keep hidden from the world because the world doesn't want them to use that they use to save the world, right? So, I would say, in that sense, superheroes, living superheroes, are these Code Talkers. There's many more, I think, that are out there that I'm still discovering. So, those are some of my favorites.
What are some of the negative effects of not seeing yourself in the media you consume?
I think the main effect is that it leaves you sort of grasping at whatever's out there. And so when you don't see yourself in any, in any way that you identify yourself. So for me as a Native person, when I don't see myself represented positively in popular media, then I'm going to grasp at whatever. And if it's a negative representation or a negative connotation or is, rife with problems, I'm going to gravitate towards that anyway. It's why we have a lot of the issues with, say, mascots, because we know, studies have shown, a lot of this stuff is very detrimental to Native youth, et cetera, et cetera. But it's the only image that's out there that we can identify with. I love to see Native heroes. I love to see, for the young people I've taught throughout my life, I want them to have heroes. I want them to have heroes that look like them so that there's at least one that they can look towards and say, yep, that one looks like me. I had that one growing up, and that was really awesome. I think it's important to recognize that that's one of the benefits of being able to use a medium like comic books, is that we're able to explore the visuals and wed them to the story itself. And so the storytelling becomes very important. Those visuals help create that overlay and create a different dynamic of how Native people are represented in popular media. And, these images in theater and then film and television and then et cetera, as we express the Native identity through someone else's lens through popular media, we can take things like comic books and games and animation, et cetera, and change those visuals.
Yeah, I was going to ask you a little bit about where is that line of being negatively culturally appropriative and then a cultural exchange of, like, being able to represent Native Americans and more than just in a headdress or something like that.
I think it's the core of the company name itself. It's Native Realities. And so it's really understanding anybody that chooses to represent Native people. Are you representing it because it looks cool? Or are you representing it because, are you choosing those representations? Are you choosing to portray Native people in a certain way because you're wanting the food, feathers, and fun? For us, we try to dig deeper, and we want people to also dig deeper in the work that they're doing, to go out and talk with Native folks, to be historically accurate and representational, to understand that headdresses weigh a lot, so I'm not going to wear them all the time. So I don't go out and walk out in a tux every day. There are people that do, but the imagination and the cultural consciousness of Native and Indigenous people is the daily existence. And that's incorrect. And that's incorrect historically, but also incorrect in terms of the ways in which we represent ourselves today.
That was Wyoming Public Radio's Taylor Stagner speaking with Laguna Pueblo tribal member Lee Francis, who's the owner of Red Planet Books and Comics in Albuquerque and the CEO of the printing press Native Realities.